This interview was recorded for the International Bomber Command Centre Digital Archive, which owns the copyright for this performance.
Right, so this is David Kavanagh, the International Bomber Command Centre, interviewing Bob Barnes the second time at his home on the 27th of September 2017. I'll just put that down there. When we had a chat a couple of weeks ago,
yes,
you mentioned a story that, as flight engineer, you touched some controls and the aircraft went down.
No, it changed the fuel.
Can you remember where you were flying to or from?
Sorry?
Can you remember where you were flying to or from?
No, it was a Paris, a French...
One of the French targets.
A French destination. It was a daylight trip.
Would it have been around the time of D-Day?
Say?
Would it have been around the time of D-Day or soon afterwards?
No, I'm not sure of that. Not that one. Not those. It could be that one.
And where was that to? Was that to Reims?
Yes.
Reims.
Versailles. It might be, could be that one.
So this is the airfield there,
yeah,
Saint Cree,
Versailles.
So that's Saint Cree, C R Y, and that was on the 25th of July. And so your flight engineer, the pilot's Flight Lieutenant Flint again,
yes,
and you're in aircraft VNJ. So it says in your logbook here you had one £4,000 bomb, one £1,000 bomb, and 14. 500 pound bombs and good results. St. Cree Airfield, CRY. So, can you remember exactly what happened?
Well, all I did was to change, you have to change over tanks.
Right.
And
fuel tanks.
Yes. Yeah. And I did that. And before I knew it, we were going down. And I just took a chance and got it back again, because the engine was just wimbling for a few seconds.
So had the engines been starved of fuel? Is that what happened?
That's right, yeah.
So what did the pilot do as you were...
Well, he...
did
I can't describe what he thought, or completely did, but he got us back on level flight.
And what happened at the time? Did the squadron fly over the top of you then?
Yeah, the squadron we were leading, and then the squadron went
over
us. The skipper told one of the chaps to take over.
As the leader.
Sorry?
Told one of the other...
The pilot, yes.
So as you're diving down, what happened then?
Well, we just dropped down and until the skipper got it back on level flight.
Right.
It was only a matter of, seconds, really.
Were you quite frightened at the time, or...?
No, we just... going over the on track.
Yeah. And did Flight Lieutenant Flint ever mention it afterwards? Did he say anything?
Well, he just asked me if the petrol pump was operating, and as far as I remembered it, it was.
Yeah.
So I never found out why.
Why the aircraft dropped.
Why the fuel didn't pick up in the, didn't transfer.
Right. So when you went to transfer the fuel, it should have gone from one tank to another, and the engine shouldn't have been starved of fuel.
Well, it shouldn't have done, but it did.
It did. So you never found out what the problem was then?
No. And recently I had a friend of mine, he sent me a book of how to fly a World War II bomber, and this covered the Stirling, Halifax and Lancaster. They're very similar to the engineer's manual. But I've come to the conclusion that if you read all the things that you should do when you've got plenty of time, in a situation like that...
Yeah. You act on...
Just went on instinct, really.
Yeah. So this, you think, was on July the 25th.
Yes, I'm almost certain it was that one.
And that's St. Cree Airfield, St. C-Y-R Cree Airfield. And your stores were, as I say, the target indicators, one 4,000-pounder, one 1,000-pounder, and 14 500-pound bombs. So after you dropped down, did you go round again to hit the target?
No, this was en route.
Ah, right, okay, it wasn't actually over the target.
That's right, yeah.
So you managed to regain height and then bomb the target.
Yeah. Not a good situation to be in, but we got away with it.
Got away with it. Okay, that's great. I'll end that there. That's as I say, I missed that last time. I just wanted to confirm the story. Thanks for that, Bob.